Take your Bible tonight. Let's turn to two places. I want you to turn to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7 first. Then I want you to turn back over to Genesis chapter 6. And preach a little bit out of these two places. I'm not going to go too far. But in Hebrews chapter 11, that great faith chapter, a chapter that has to do with faith, you know, and we know you and I tonight, we sure do need faith, even as we get saved. We still need that faith to work in our hearts and our lives. And the Bible says there in verse number 7, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. Then back over there in Genesis chapter number 6, I want to just read there beginning in verse number 5. The Bible says, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
Yeah.
And repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and he grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. The Bible teaches us and shows us that this is the second man in the Bible from in the book of Genesis that walked with God. You know, faith in God will help you and me to live some high moral qualities. And tonight I just want to preach on a thought, impressive qualities of a man named Noah.
Amen.
I want to preach a little bit about something that impressed me about this man. The reason why is because these are the same things that you and I could be found in our life as Christians today. In our country that we live in today, America is in need of revival of good morals. I mean, folks, we need some moral qualities today. Just about every part of the country. Faith is not only good to worship by, but it's good to walk by.
Yeah.
Thank God it's good to work by.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, we need a work of God this week in our life. And the time has come. And I just want to introduce this message by two things. And then I'm going to go ahead and give you three or four things. And then I'm going to get out of the way. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you tonight, God, for the good blessing. God, for the good spirit, Lord, that we always seem to be blessed with, Lord, here at this church, Lord God, and every man of God, Lord God, that comes up, Lord, and just experience the liberty that is given us. And Lord, tonight I pray, Lord, that we might again seek that liberty that is only given by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And I pray, God, that you help me, Lord, touch me, use me, dear God. And Lord, I pray that you'd help, Lord God, in this meeting, Lord. We've already experienced some great movement. We've seen, God, what you've done with us last night, Lord God. You just kind of just tugged on our hearts, Lord, and showed us some things. And God, and I was moved and stirred last night, God. And then today, Lord God, you've been challenging us again. And now, Lord, we come to that time, Lord God, again, where, Lord, the book has been read. And God, we now just lean upon you. God, the Bible says that all that we do and all that we say was just amount to nothing if the Holy One don't come down. And we need you tonight.
Right.
God, I pray now that you touch me and help me, Lord God.
Yes.
And I pray, God, you have me with the next preacher. God, we ask, God, that you load him up also, Lord God, and use him in a mighty way. For we ask these things in the precious name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 I want you to notice here that Noah was probably the greatest example of how we should live for God in our day. You know, to live in a world that was wicked, a world that was given into things. Believe me, this world that we live in, it is wicked.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We don't have to go too far, read anything, and we don't even have to, you know, look too far to find some wickedness that's already abound. But you know, here, you notice Noah, the time that he was living in Genesis chapter number 6 here, the Bible says, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. You know, when God poured out water out of heaven in Noah's day, there was certainly ample reason why God did that. You know, God doesn't just pour out judgment without a justified reason. And the Bible saw there, Bible says there in verse 5 that God saw. In other words, God seen some things, and primarily He saw the sin of mankind. Yeah, but you know that there's nothing hid from God today. If we really believe, you know, if we really believe that God sees everything and let this truth control us, I believe that it stopped a lot of sinning among Christians today. If God could only see our sin, and He does, folks, we're in big trouble tonight. Amen. We got preachers all across the country. And, you know, I thank God for men to stand up and preach. But you know what? God can see our sin. And you know what? A lot of times we don't realize that everything's open to God. The Bible says the Lord look upon the earth, you know, to see the evil and the good thereof. You know, there was sin, not only sin here and there, but the Bible says it was great. There was great sin that was taking place. And, you know, today it's like that all around us. You know, there's some great sinning going on. But it's sad that preachers get up and they water down their message about sin. Right. Amen. And then the people get up and they sweep all that sin under the rug of denial. And that's what the condition that we have today is full of wickedness. Much of the wickedness, you know, and the, all the guile that we see around here, you know, it's obvious. But, you know, it's sad that society don't call that sin. Right. Amen. We got abortion and we got gambling. We got boozing. We got immorality. We got homosexuality. We got all kinds of bad sin going on. But society just passes laws and make evil legal. But I want to say tonight, folks, making sin legal doesn't make it right before God. Amen. We need to turn back to God and call sin, sin. Amen. And agree with God one more time. Amen. And I believe that that's missing today among our ranks. Amen. God will judge evil. And I'll tell you, our world is ripe for judgment today. We're in a day, folks, preceding the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's never been a darker time than the time we live in there. Right. I mean, there's a revival of demonic activity. And we got churches today don't believe in demonic activity. There's people don't believe in those vain spirits and those vile spirits and unclean spirits. But you know what? The reason because of that is there's a decline in the moral value of a lot of Christians. Amen. We call ourselves Christian, but most of the time it's in the church house. It's behind closed doors. But how many of us carry those values that we've been taught, you know, and take them outside the door and let people see what they are? Last night I was walking up the steps and, you know, I was out there after the church service. I walked up and I smelled cigarette smoke. And about that time, Brother Malone, you know, Matt came out and he said, "You've been smoking us." I sure have. But we laughed about it. But, you know, we laughed about it. But there's still some of that stuff going on. You know, worse things going on. And we think it's funny. We think it's just a joke. But, folks, I want to tell you, just because we legalize those kinds of things don't make it right. We're in the day preceding the Lord Jesus. There's a lot of things going on, folks. We know that the coming of the Lord is nigh. Because I believe the day that we are living in a time when it is, Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah. Even though Noah lived in a wicked world, wickedness didn't get inside of him. Even though Noah lived in a time of darkness, darkness didn't get inside of him. Even though Noah lived in a day of destruction, every destruction was everywhere, but thank God destruction didn't get on the inside of him. I mean, he knew how to restrain that. Amen. As dark as it may have been, Noah was still the bright light in the dark world. I've heard it all my life. The first time I ever heard it was when a neighbor of ours back home, a white guy, came by and we were talking about how dark it is at night sometimes. You didn't want to go anywhere. And you know what? And he said, "You know what? Just come by my house." He said, "I got a little candle lit." You know, he said, "You know, the darker the night, the brighter the light," he said. I really didn't understand it, but today I understand that. The world's getting darker and darker, but folks, Christians ought to be the bright light in that darkness. They'll be the ones shining for the Lord. Amen. Make a difference in the lives of people around us. Amen. We see the time. Then I notice we see the testimony. In verse number 9, the Bible says, "But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." Verse 8, "There are the generations of Noah. And Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God." Notice his testimony. This is the testimony that Noah left behind. I like that. It says he walked with God. In a world that was walking with the devil, this man walked with God.
Amen.
Hey, folks, he might have been the only one, but he walked with God. Folks, down your area where you live, you might seem like you're the only one, but just go ahead and walk with God. Just go ahead, folks, and just stay with God. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you, we need some men and women across this country that will carry that testimony that, hey, no matter what happens, no matter hell comes or high water, I'm going to walk with God. Noah shows us you can live for God anywhere. Amen. You're from the reservation. You can live for God on the reservation. Amen. You live out here in Birmingham. You can live for God here in Arkansas, wherever you came from. Anywhere you come from, folks, you can really live for God. If you really love Him and really want to, you can live for Him. It doesn't matter where you live. Amen. It doesn't matter what school you go to. It don't matter what crowd you run with. Amen. It don't even matter about what kind of environment that's around you. You know what? If you'll just go ahead and desire that hunger for thirst for God, He'll give you that ability to live for Him no matter what the circumstances are around you.
That's right. Amen.
Man, we give up too easy.
Amen.
I was preaching the other day, and the brother said, we're going to take up an offering for the brother. And I said, boy, I'm in trouble now. And I got up to preach, and I said, I think you should have. I'm glad you gave up the offering early, I said. I'm glad you didn't do it at the end, I said, because after I preach, you might not want to give the offering.
Yeah.
And I said, I know where I'm at. I'm in a Baptist church.
Yeah.
And I've heard for years, they said, give till it hurts. But I said, the Baptists hurt too easy. It don't take much to hurt it. Amen.
Yeah.
And I heard my pastor say, you don't need to give till it hurts. You give till it starts feeling good.
Yeah.
Amen. And I don't know what your feeling good is. Amen. The Bible says, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be you filled with the Spirit. Whether you feel with wine or whether you feel with the Spirit, man, it's good to see people give. Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, folks, you see a drunk, he might be filled with some kind of alcohol, but he'll enjoy it, man. He had never seen this old boy in your life before, and he'll walk up and he'll say, hey, buddy, you're just a blessing in my life. You know, you look at him, who the world is this? He's filled with something, you know, but he's just everybody's friend.
Yeah.
You know, some of you today, you're saved. You say the Holy Ghost is in you, but you don't act like it. A drunk will do better testimony than you, amen. Sometimes a drunk will act like a Christian's supposed to act. And that's how, you know, you think about that for a minute, but this is true, but, you know, for all of us. You know what? I want to just say today that, you know, when we're living for God, you know, you give him some things here out of Noah's life that, you know, is very important, you know, in the day we live. Number one, let me say that. Genesis chapter 6, verse 9, the Bible says there this man had character. Notice what it said there. He said that Noah, it said, was a just man. That means, folks, his life measured up to God's standard.
Right.
Hey, what happened to our standards today? Amen. Listen, I'm talking about people. I don't know. Back home, they call me that. They call me that legalist preacher. They always point a finger at me, that legalist preacher. I got churches down the road. Don't fellowship with me because I'm too legal. One time, one of their preachers met me at the gas station and said, you know, my people call you legalist preacher. And I said, if I'm legal, you're illegal. Amen. I said, as far as I know, this book tells me, you know, I'm going to live by God's standard.
Right.
Amen. Listen, we're going to live a life that would be higher than a man's standard. And that means that life that measures up to God's standard.
Amen.
Character is an ugly word today.
Yes, sir.
Amen. In today's society, it's a word that we don't like. Now, folks, there's a word that we really do need today. The right kind of character.
Right.
I mean, we have a lot of talent. You might not have much talent. You might not have much money. But you can always have good, high,
amen,
moral character.
Amen.
I'm sure there's good people here.
Amen.
As much as I've been coming here, I meet a lot of good people here.
Amen.
I met some new ones this week, and I'm glad, you know, you're here. And I'm always happy to meet good people. But you know what? God wants to take you beyond being good.
Amen.
He wants to take you up to that next part of being godly.
Amen.
That's where character begins, when God begins to work in our life. Amen. Don't get that Peter attitude, you know. The Lord said, let me wash your feet. He said, no, nobody washed my feet.
Yeah.
And Peter said, well, the Lord said, you have not, you got no part with me. Then he said, oh, second thought, go ahead, wash me all over. And Jesus said, what a nut. I've only washed you once. You're not in the congregation of Church of Christ. You know what? I'm glad that there's good people around, but God's trying to take us with his standard. God has some standard that he wants us to measure up to. Folks, I'm glad for some just people in an unjust world. I know people back home, listen to me. It's not what the world thinks about us, or it's not what the enemy thinks about us. It's not even what the brethren thinks about us. But it's what God knows about us that makes a difference in our life.
Amen.
Notice with me, verse 9, it says he was perfect in his generation. Noah was right with God in his generation. God brought him up to serve God. Amen. It's not, folks, it's not an accident that God has put us here at this time in these last days. Matter of fact, it's no accident that God would call a man of God to raise this church up called Glory Land Baptist. Here, and God raised this church up for to shine in the dark world and to do the task that God has called to serve him in this generation. Because we can't help what happened in the past generation. That's water under the bridge. But God has raised you and me up. He has anointed us to step up to the plate, folks, and to preach and to shine for him, folks, to serve him in this generation.
Amen.
That's, folks, that's true for everyone that is here tonight.
Amen.
God, you may not be a preacher. You may not be called, and you may not be anointed to preach the gospel. But, folks, I'm telling you, you have been raised up for this period of time, these last days. You're part of the last generation. You know, the greatest friend that Noah's generation had was that old ark builder, Noah. That was the best friend they could have. I mean, folks, he would go out there and drive a few nails. You know what? He'd go out there and lay up a few boards on that ark. But after a while, he'd walk away. And the Bible says in Peter that he was a preacher of righteousness who would pull away and go to those people that were watching him. And he'd stand there and he'd preach to them about the coming judgment. I mean, that's what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Folks, and I'll tell you, I believe that when he went up there to drive them nails, he'd tell Shem, he said, Jabez, he said, Ham, get up there, hold that board while we nail it up. And after they got nailed up, he picked out off the ladder. He walked over here, and I could see tears in his eyes when he pleaded with the people, telling the Lord's going to reign 40 days and 40 nights. He's going to destroy everything that's not going in this boat here. Y'all need to get ready for a boat ride. Amen. But I'll tell you what, too many people today are talking about boat ride, but they're talking about the love boat. Amen. They're not talking about the ship of Zion. They're not talking about going to the glory shore. They're talking about just having a good time, this old stinking world. I got news for you. This world is going to be judged. This world is going down to be judged. And I'll tell you, folks, I wouldn't want to be caught with it. I'm glad that my generation is blessed with some good old-fashioned Bible-believing preachers. And I'm glad to be identified with some men, you know, that are old-fashioned in their way. I mean, they just rear back and let you have it. I appreciate that. Appreciate the preaching last night. Amen. I got a few laughs. And Brother Chandler kind of reminds me of Brother Charlie. You know, he makes you laugh, then he cuts your throat. I like that. Amen. I mean, he gets you right there, sets you up. And by the time you think you're enjoying it, here comes that knife. And off it goes. I'll tell you what, that's the kind of preaching we need today. Amen. Don't push your foot around. Amen. Don't tell me about all this sweet stuff going on. Tell me the reality of where we're living today. Tell me the warning about the coming judgment. Warning about the things that's going on, folks. See, we're not here by accident. Noah was in his generation. We got to reach our generation. Now's the time. Amen. Let's step up to the plate. Amen. If you feel the call of God on your life, folks, just go ahead and swing for the Lord.
Amen.
You know, Noah displayed character. Number two, notice that he displayed courage.
Amen.
Back over there in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7, I read that verse. It said this, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. Yeah. Notice what it says there. Being warned of God, he moved with fear. And being warned of God, when everyone else was wallowing in that sin, and everybody else was having a party, getting drunk, and Noah went against the tide, and boy, I'm telling you, that takes courage. When you're standing alone, folks, by yourself, all right. Folks, that's not a very popular thing.
Yes, you're right, Richard.
I heard somebody say courage is not the absence of fear. It is serving God in spite of fear.
Yes, sir.
I don't know who said it, but the quote was given to John Wayne. He said, courage is being afraid but still saddling up.
Yeah.
Most of us today, we can't even find a horse. God wants you to be able to stand up for him and have some courage. I'm sure he faced criticism. I'm sure he faced a lot of people that make fun of him. I'm sure that, you know what, he was called crazy. Whoever heard of rain? What is that? God had watered the earth from off out of the ground. And I'll tell you what, these people came to him, and I'm sure they made a lot of stuff. They scoffed at him. I'm telling you what, but you know what? Noah, you know, had courage. He paid no mind.
Amen.
He knew his orders.
Amen.
He knew what he was supposed to do.
Amen.
He just kept sawing timber. Amen.
Amen.
He just kept driving the nails. Amen.
Amen.
I can identify with that. People say, you're nuts. But man, I'll tell you, in the midst of a wicked world, he stood firm in serving God.
Amen.
That took courage.
Amen.
What we need folks today that will stand firm in our time, folks, against all this wicked crowd in our society. And folks, and let them know that we're still going to keep sawing. Amen.
Amen.
We're still going to drive nails. We're still going to drive it home.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We're still going to preach. We're still going to tell about people sin is sin.
Yeah.
Amen.
We too live in a godless world. Work of God must be done. Who's going to do it? God didn't give it to the lost world.
Amen.
God didn't give it to Trump. He gave it to us.
Amen.
Amen. You know what? You need to get you some guts.
Amen.
You know, it takes a lot of guts to live on a reservation.
Yeah.
Every drive is by faith.
Amen.
I drive 700 miles a week. I don't know if I'm going to be where I'm going.
Yeah.
But when I get there, I praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Sometimes gas, you know, I've heard somebody tell a story this week, and I thought, poor thing.
Yeah.
He said, my gas gauge was so on empty, man, I barely made it to the gas station. And he said, when I got gas back in, he said, I had 2/10 left in there. He said, oh, I was so glad. I almost cried on the way. He said.
Yeah.
And I said, welcome to the ministry. Sometimes our zeal is bigger than our gas. But you know what? Many a times you meet with dilemmas. You know, in the back of your mind, you think, what if? But then, right square in the face, the Holy Spirit said, son, you're living in a godless world. If you don't go, who's going to go? Who's going to say it? Who's going to tell them? Who's going to, you know, who's going to challenge them? Well, I tell you, we need people to get some guts. Amen.
Right.
Let God of heaven fill you with the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Give you some courage to live by. Give you some courage to go on by. Hey, don't be afraid to serve God.
Amen.
Serving God is the greatest thing in the world. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's going to take courage.
Amen.
Now we say, number three, I like his commitment.
Amen.
You know, Bible says that he moved with fear. You know, and the thing that I like about it is that he was perfect in all his generation. That means that, folks, he wasn't no quitter.
Amen.
Yeah.
Noah didn't work one day and then quit for a couple days. I mean, he didn't saw timber for 2 days and powder 10 more days. All them blisters. Boy, I just can't. All the hard work that people do today, you know, is texting. They complain about that. Your fingers, what's wrong? Your thumbs overworked? Noah stayed with the task till it was done. I mean, he kept on hammering until he nailed her down, bless God. Today in our ranks, we don't need quitters.
Amen.
We don't need used to beers. I used to be this. I used to be that. We don't care.
Good.
We don't need has-beens.
Yeah.
We need people that have the Spirit of God in them like Noah did, folks, and just rise up and say, hey, I'm an old-fashioned saint of God. who put his hands to the plow and not look back. Amen. I want to do something for the Lord. Listen, young people, we need some young people today.
Amen.
They'll have some consistency.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Amen. I had a young man in my church, and when he got saved, you know, he was a gangbanger, you know, and he got saved, and about a couple of weeks later, you know, he came to me, and he said, preacher, you can depend on me. He said, I'll do whatever you want. He said, I'll make myself available.
Yeah.
And the next thing I know, he was in jail. He made himself available, all right, to something else. He was nowhere to be found. Then he got bailed out, and I didn't bail him out. Somebody else bailed him out. Then he came back, and he said, tonight I gave my life to the Lord, the altar, and I make myself available.
Yeah.
But the third time he did it, I said, do us all a favor. Don't make yourself available.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This is getting tiresome, you know. You're making yourself available for the wrong thing.
Oh.
You know, kids, we want you to be consistent in what God called you to do. God saved you. He saved you for a time as this. For a reason. For you to be able to fill in the gaps. Amen. To do something for the Lord.
Yeah.
I mean, we need some young people to have some commitment.
Right.
Consistency, commitment, some faithfulness.
Right.
Boy, I'm telling you, we're living a day when nobody really cares.
You're right, yes, sir.
You know, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I appreciate that.
Amen.
Back when I was a kid, I went to a BIA school in Gallup, New Mexico. And just a few weeks ago, my wife and I, we were over there behind, there's a store there called Lowe's Supermarket. And we were there, and I was just standing there, and I looked across behind the store, and I saw a glimpse of a pillar, a concrete pillar out of the ground. I told my wife, I said, that looks like one of the pillars of the gymnasium that used to be there. So we walked over there, and there was that big old gymnasium that we used to play in many, many years ago.
Yeah.
And there was nothing else. All the concrete was cracked. The building was gone. Where the kitchen used to be is what do you call Super 8 Motel. And I was trying to give her a picture of what it looked like, and I couldn't. Then all of a sudden, I turned, and there was one thing that was still there. That was the old big rock on the hill. And I thought, man, that rock, now that I know where I'm at now. I said, that rock, we used to go up there. Matter of fact, I said, I probably got my initials up there, WC plus so-and-so, you know. And I told my wife, I said, you go up there and look at that thing, you know. And I said, but you know, once everything changes, you change, I change. But that day, I told my wife, I said, that rock is still the same as it's ever been. Can I tell you today, folks, that our reputation has not changed? He's always been the same. He's always where he's supposed to be. Ain't no sense in us pushing. Ain't no sense in us pulling back. Amen, Father. We need to get back and just say, hey, I'm just going to be faithful to that rock of ages. Amen. Get some commitment out of you.
Amen.
I've been in the ministry 34 years. Preaching and planting churches for 32 years. I thank God for every church he let me start. I thank God for the mission field that he let me go on.
Amen.
I thank God for every message he let me preach.
Amen.
You know what? I thank God for that darling wife of mine.
Amen.
Who's been through a lot with me all these years. All those burdens.
Amen.
And all those troubles.
Yeah.
Many lonely nights.
Yeah.
But she stayed with me.
Amen.
And he stayed with God.
Amen.
Folks, I know it's dark in the world we live in. I know, folks, that you know, times ain't going to get better. But let's just be faithful.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Just keep sawing.
Amen.
Amen. Just keep nailing.
Yeah.
You know, Noah stayed with it till the last nail was in place. Well, I'm telling you, there was a day when the rain stopped. After he got in the boat, I mean, and the ark, God shut him in. And 40 days, 40 nights, it rained. But then one day, the rain stopped. And Noah found himself on top of a mountain. You know something? If we just keep working, keep being faithful, just keep at it, you know what? God is in charge. Storms will come. But I'll tell you, those storms is what God will use us to lift us up higher than where we're at. And I'll tell you, it's worth the fight. It's worth the trip. if we'll just be faithful.
Yes, sir, preacher.
I hope tonight we live in the wicked world, but God is still God, folks.
Yeah.
He's still good. He's still worthy.
Amen.
You realize tonight up in heaven, according to Revelation, that the group up there is shouting, "Worthy is the Lamb."
Amen.
I mean, there's people out there that are just going crazy up there because they realize that all the work, all the effort, all the sweat, all the blood, all the tears, been worth it.
Yeah.
Because He's worthy.
Yeah.
We need to get back, folks, to having some qualities of character.
Amen.
Have the quality of courage.
Good. Thank you, preacher.
Have the quality of commitment.
Yes.
We need that.
Amen.
Folks, we're going to do anything for God in these last days.
Amen.
Despite who comes against us, who's against us, who's against us. Hey, let's just go ahead and mind the store for our Savior.
Amen.
It's going to be over pretty soon. When it is, and folks, He finds us working, we'll be glad.
Amen.
Amen. Then storms will come.
Amen.
But He's got a way of using those storms to lift us up, like you said.
Amen.
He took that ark up on the mountaintop. When it's all done and said, man, they looked around. How the world we come up here? God could be up there with that storm. Amen.